From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's that all about? Sad emoji? What?
You just sad emoji.
What's up?
Sad basketball emoji.
Oh, sad. All right, spoiler alert.
But thank you for playing the Guilty Pleasure today.
Yeah, you're
it's
welcome.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, a little basketball Jones.
I wore my red and black all day yesterday, even my pajamas. My red t-shirt, black shorts.
Aw. Overtime. Yeah. Only the eighth time in the history of the tournament has it been decided by overtime.
Jeepers.
Yeah. Hey, which is better, cake or pie?
That's a rough one, John Van Camp.
You may not have to decide anymore because birthday cake flavored Cool Whip now exists. Just put it on your pie and there you go. You got pie and cake in one bite.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of birthday cake flavored stuff out there, like the
Oreos.
Yeah. Have you tried those?
No.
Huh.
I'm kind of, it's like my favorite coffee is just coffee.
Yeah.
My favorite Oreo is
just
an Oreo.
Just Oreo. My favorite Cool Whip. It's just Cool Whip. All right. Well, there you go. Cool Whip also released two other flavors. Speaking of Oreos, they have an Oreos version of Cool Whip. And they also have one that tastes like brownies. But that was last year. I don't know if you can find those anymore.
That one I'd have to try.
That's always limited time only. All right. It's time for the news, which is also limited time only. What's going on?
Well, you know, just to keep on point.
Yes.
Day 28 of our national nightmare. Felicity Huffman. Felicity Huffman stepping up.
Nightline. Oh, yeah?
She pleaded guilty.
Really?
Yeah, and she released a statement.
She released a statement pleading guilty?
She pled guilty with the judge.
Yeah, that's probably a wise thing.
And released a statement fully accepting guilt and apologizing. She also said her daughter had nothing to do with it, but did her daughter know? So that's what I want to know. She said, quote, "I'm in full acceptance of my guilt and with deep regret and shame over what I have done. I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions."
Well, good for her. And you know what? Because of that, she'll now get a reduced sentence, if any.
I wonder if her husband made her do it.
No, I think her lawyer did. That's the rule.
Probably her lawyer did.
The lawyer made a deal with the prosecutors, and then she publicly made an apology and admitted guilt. So now the prosecutors can kind of and the lawyer.
Do their thing.
Yeah, they can do their thing.
So Felicity was among 13 wealthy parents who pleaded guilty yesterday. She hasn't been sentenced. Her husband, William H. Macy, was never charged.
And won't be now.
And I do think that Lori Loughlin probably should have found out who Felicity Huffman's lawyer was. Because I don't think hers is doing her any justice.
No. We don't know.
Lori Loughlin's pled not guilty.
And I think she refuses to... I think she's burying her head in the sand. Lori, you're going to do some time, okay? Get used to
Massimo.
Orange. The color orange.
I wonder if whoever does carry Massimo's lines after all this is over.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're going to see some prison orange shades creeping into the fashion lines.
I'll tell you, who won't be carrying his lines is anybody that's an influencer online or on Instagram. Not going to be carrying. Well, maybe the new, what you call it? The new fake admissions college look for 2019 from the Massimo line. Check this out. And this pose.
I like that. And the pose with the shackle pose.
The shackle pose, right? Got them right around my waist, too. I can't move my arms or my feet, damn it.
Look, it's a chain belt. And with fancy bracelets.
I like it. It's interlocking bracelets.
All right, Chris Hemsworth. Oh, God, he's hot.
Really?
He'd like to go from Thor to Bond. James Bond.
Really? I can almost see that.
Yummy.
He's got to be a little older.
Yum!
He's got to be a little older. Bond is like a 40-something. But I can see that because his days as Thor have got to be coming to an end. This is supposed to be the last Avengers movie for now. Nothing, nothing's ever over at Disney, right?
Yeah. I mean, how many times has Queen been on a final tour?
Yeah, right.
How many times has Garth Brooks retired?
Well,
you know, anyway. The same thing. It'll resurface.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to
like
play
platform
Thor
heels.
Again. Yeah, if it comes out in another 10 years, there'll be another guy to play Thor.
That would be wrong.
Or a woman now, because
no.
In the comics. No, oh. Thor's a woman in the comics already. They fixed that. Yeah.
Yep. There will only be one Thor to me.
You didn't even know Thor before Chris Hemsworth played Thor.
Didn't have
Thor.
To.
Thor's been around for 50 years.
60. I knew Thor was.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't look like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, sure.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Anyway, so he could play Bond. I think he could play Bond. Let's put this in the mix.
He says he doesn't think you'll ever meet anyone who doesn't want to have a crack at James Bond.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah, I get that.
You'd
sure.
go play James Bond if you could.
I guess I would, huh?
You'd have to have a stunt double, stunt triple.
I'd have to have a lot done because I'm...
There'd be a lot of vodka martinis.
I'm not camera ready, man. I'm not camera
ready.
No.
They have makeup for that.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Chris also believes he already has an audition tape of sorts.
Oh?
2013, Ron Howard. I love Ron Howard. His racing movie, Rush, Thor, I mean, Chris Hemsworth. He played a womanizing English race car driver.
Okay, all right.
Now, for the record, Chris is Australian, not British.
Yes, he is. He's Australian.
But there's been an Australian Bond. George Lazenby.
That's right, George Lazenby, the only Australian Bond.
Yes.
Yeah. He only played in one movie, too.
1969.
Yep.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Some people consider him to be one of the best Bonds, too.
I know some of the backstory. My husband is good about
We got
about
Daniel
me,
Craig for at least one more movie, maybe,
They
two.
Must have ponied up the dough.
You know it. You know
as
it.
Crappy as he was being about it.
You know who could be in another Bond movie? She's already been a Bond girl. Halle Berry.
She's Louise.
Yep. She's been in... She was in... The one with Pierce Brosnan.
You don't even care what it was. You just like the orange
die,
and white
Die
bikini.
Another Day or something like that. Tomorrow
she
Never
walks
Comes
out of the
or
ocean.
Something like that. Yeah, she did. She walked out of the ocean in that.
An orange and white bikini. Yes.
All right. Well, with that, I guess I got to go.
God, wipe your mouth, you jewel.
Thanks. All right. Programming note. Now, you are gone for the next few days.
I am flying to Phoenix this afternoon.
Going to a business thing.
It's a risk management type of
stuff that you got to do.
Risky business stuff.
Stuff that's risky business.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back on Friday morning with the news.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a safe trip.
Thanks.
Enjoy Phoenix.
It's at some sort of resorty type thing that I probably won't ever see.
Yeah, because you'll be in a classroom all day.
Yeah.
That's the suck part of that. But okay. All right, well, have a good trip, and we'll resume on Friday. Have a good day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.